Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Michelle Knezovic, Nick Keiser here with you. Taking your calls and texts on the Predators, 615-737-1025. And Michelle, I know we've had a lot of people, before I ask the audience yet another question, a lot of people have weighed in on our text line. Mm-hmm. What are some good texts that stand out to you?
Yeah, so Josh from Lebanon says, last night there were only 3 to 4 players who showed up to play. Matt Duchene had the most flashes on that top line. Saros was okay. I don't think he is a top 5 goalie. And then he said, hot take. This team was shown last night, like the Avs series, how far from being a contender they are. This team is not built, constructed to compete like the top teams are. Look at Boston, PK unit, all over the place, generating offense, not letting the Preds sniff the offensive zone. Yeah, I mean, I agree with a lot of what Josh said there, Chase.
Yeah, I can't push back on that. The only thing I can push back on is I do think Saros is a top 5 goalie.
Oh, yes.
Because
I'll push back on that as well.
They are not in this position without him. They just aren't. They simply they're not sniffing the playoffs if he's not saving their bacon like he has. I mean, but you can't expect that every night. I mean, that's the thing. You got to give him some help. And I think this team has been spoiled, so to speak, with great goaltending in its history. And you're seeing it once again. But you look at some of the wins that they have had. I mean, Carolina's the obvious one. They win that game because of the goaltender. And, you know, you don't have those kind of wins if he's not a top 5 goalie.
Yeah, and if you're Saros, too, I mean, I'm sure there's some level of frustration for him when he's having to perform at such a high level to even win and the defense is just not there to help him, you know, whatsoever, especially in a game like last night. Like, I don't put a lot of that on him. I put a lot of that on the other guys out there. Another texter texts in. Nick says, Poyle hasn't been good enough. Drafting has been subpar. Big money contracts to guys who don't produce. He needs to look himself in the mirror. These big contracts right now, you know, to Nick's point here, I mean, those are hurting you right now because those are the guys that you expect night in and night out to be performing at their tip-top level we saw last year. And they're just not right now. I mean, I know Philip Forsberg is now hurt, but Matt Duchene, Ryan Johansson, like these are the guys that need to be performing at that level, and you have them under large contracts for the next couple of years now, which you're kind of stuck in a place where, you know, how do you stay with them because they're not performing up to their contracts, but also what team out there is going to take them?
Right, because of the contract. And you know, something that I heard Adam Vingan say this morning is, you know, that the Predators are going to have to start retaining salary, which is something they haven't done, really. And that's probably what it's going to take if you want to move one of those guys. Johansson is the one that is going to be the easier, not easiest, but easier to move because he's only after this year, he's got 2 years left. But that's still $8 million a year. So like you would have to probably to entice the team to take that contract, be willing to eat some of the money, which you may have to do. And that's tough to do right now in a salary cap world where it only goes up $1 million a year. You know, once you get back into normalcy and it's going up, you know, maybe $3 or $4 million, then that makes that a little bit easier. Because the other thing, too, is they're still paying Kyle Turris because they bought him out, which, you know, I will say this about David. He's made some good trades. He's made some bad trades. And then Kyle Turris turned out to be a really bad trade. But that's kind of how it goes sometimes. It's just since he's the only GM this team has ever had, you know, that's what people look at and that track record. Let's go to the phones. Nate wants to weigh in. 615-737-1025. Welcome in, Nate.
Morning. Hey, I don't think I've called in since y'all started the show, and I've really liked hearing Michelle after she produces the morning show with Robbie and Rexard. And, of course, Chase, I always like hearing you, too.
Thanks, Nate.
Thanks, buddy.
So, y'all know I've been a pretty diehard Preds fan for a while now. And I have to disagree with Michelle. I don't know how ownership would react to this, because I feel like as long as they're making their money, that they don't care. That's how, because they basically told us Poyle's got a lifetime contract. I wouldn't mind seeing takeovers by opposing fans, because that shows ownership that your fans are not liking what you have been producing or what your management has been producing. And maybe, just maybe, they will open their eyes and see that something's wrong and they will do something.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks, Nate.
To that point, I was there last night. There were a lot of Bruins fans there last night, and they were vocal. So I think you're starting to see that. I think you were starting to see fans selling their tickets to opposing fans, and there's an infiltration. Now, it was, you had to look because the color schemes are similar, and so it you know, with fans in the stands wearing Bruins gear, you know, it's the same or a similar color of gold. But
I'm sure the cheering when they were scoring happening. Probably.
Oh, it was loud.
Yeah.
It was like, well, what was funny is I was meeting Sean from our, you know, our sales team, and he said that he heard the cheers of the first goal, and he thought that the Preds had scored, but then he didn't hear the music or the goal horn, and I was like, yeah.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one there.
So here's, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just gonna say, Chris R. texted in, and I think this kind of is a nice transition from, you know, Nate's point, and it's regarding who do you put the blame on. Chris R. said, who do you put the Preds blame on most for the Preds shortcomings, Hines, Poyle, or the players? Beyond the ice product, we've seen more tense interactions between the organization, the fans, and media on Twitter and other forums this year. Why do you think that is? I don't know what, you know, specific interactions he's talking about, but I mean, I guess you can really just point to the product that's been put out there, right? It makes everybody else more tense in an organization, because basically what that means is someone's getting fired.
Right. And that's generally what happens. It's a results-based business. Mm-hmm. And when you don't get results, changes are made. Somebody gets traded, somebody gets fired, it doesn't, you know, whatever. I do feel like that. While I said earlier, changing the coach now, to me, doesn't really do anything unless you are certain you can get who's going to be the next guy to develop the young players. Then maybe you do that. Whether that's you elevate Carl Taylor, or, you know, there's somebody out there that you covet.
Barry Trotz.
But I mean, he's out there.
I know he is. I know we're going to be getting that soon.
Yeah. It's already been there. But here's my question I was going to ask, and this is also a perfect transition to Nate's point, and a lot of you texting in about this and the fan base. If you're a season ticket holder and you're one of those people that feel that they should rebuild, that it's time to just blow it up and do a full-on rebuild, which I don't agree with, are you still going to go to the games? Are you still going to buy your tickets? Because it's a results-based business. The ownership group has invested their money into this organization to see results, and that is based on revenue, which is season ticket holders and filling that place up. So if you're one of those people that is asking for a rebuild, are you still going to go? 615-737-1025. That is what I want to know. We will answer that coming up next. You can call or text. Also, we'll have a chance for you to win Adam Sandler tickets. If you screwed up Valentine's Day, we're going to give you a chance to do that before we get out of here. So be listening for a chance to win those tickets, courtesy of Green Trees Company in Hendersonville. We will have that coming up in just a little bit. It's Chase and Michelle, presented by Hair Club, here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Face-off. Pulled back by Duchesne. Now Ekholm with the shot. That one went wide and comes out of the left wing corner. Down the boards for Marchand, skating in. Gave it back, and then Marchand got a quick return pass from Bergeron and put it in at 2:54 to give the Bruins a 1-0 lead.
That's how it sounded last night. Pete Weber on the call at Bridgestone Arena. You could hear the crowd, the Bruins fans that were in town. And look, it's Nashville. I think teams, certainly fans of other teams, look at, oh, hey, they're playing Nashville. Let's make a trip out of it. It's a Thursday night. You can make a long weekend in the Music City. So I get that. But the question that we're asking right now, and a lot of you have weighed in, both on the phone and text line, if you're in, and this is honestly open to all fans, if they go into a rebuild, are you still going to buy tickets and go to the game? Are you still going to invest your money in going into the game? And I'll read one, Ryan in Nashville, who I know is a loyal Preds fan. He and his wife and daughter are at every game. They're at every Smashville Live. You know, they are invested, true fans. And he says, Chase, you know my wife and I are season ticket holders, and yes, we would still be going to the games, but because we would have a clear view of the direction of the team and not this competitive rebuild crap that they've pushed the last two seasons. And I believe that because I know Ryan. I know that to be true, that he and his family will still go to the games. But I want to know the majority of the fan base. If you're calling for a rebuild and you're calling for change, whatever that change may be, are you still going to spend money on this team and go to the games? Because that's important. Because if the ownership, I'm not going to speak for the ownership group, but if I own the team and I know, okay, I got to fix this, if I know I'm still going to have the support of the fans, then it makes it easier to do that. But it's a results-based business, and the results that the ownership group is looking for is making money and getting a return on investment.
Yeah, and I think that brings up this Kevin's text message right here, Chase. It says, Chase, the fans are not going to go to the games if they keep losing. The whole theory is that we're going to keep being average to keep the fans coming. Back is already firing back at them. Till next year, there'll be no one in the building to watch this average team. If you're going to suck, just suck all the way. I'd rather watch some young guy try to turn this thing around than watch these overpaid veterans out there losing night in, night out. The being average to keep fans is the stupidest plan I've ever heard of. So Kevin looks like he would go and support the team if they're in a rebuild. And I think a lot of it comes down to they just want to have an idea of what direction this team is going. Another Texan says, I don't like a full rebuild, but I would. The reason is if done correctly, it's still exciting to watch. Both the Coyotes games were exciting, and at least you get to hear the horn go off and watch the guys grow would be worth it. There would have to be a plan and a direction, but yes, the Coyotes still seem to be competitive while still being bad and at least enjoyable to watch. That's a fair point.
It is, but the only thing about a true rebuild is when the GM and the coach put that plan in place for the true rebuild, they don't see it because they get fired. That's generally what happens.
Yep.
So that's why, I mean, Detroit's still rebuilding. They've been rebuilding a long time. Chicago's going into a rebuild. Or Chicago's been rebuilding, really, since the Predators swept them in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
But went full this offseason, you know, really just.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's not an exact science. And I just, that's why I think, and that's why I think the fan base is so annoyed, because it's like, you could have been doing some tweaks here and there, and you didn't, and you still signed long-term deals, and therefore you are in this position. But let's go to the phone, 615-737-1025. Steve, you're first up.
Hey, Steve.
Been a season ticket holder for about 10 years, and with what happened last night, I'm seriously considering going to a half season, but I'll go to the games, but not like I have been if they do a rebuild. But do you seriously think that John Hines can win us the Stanley Cup? I don't. A lot of people don't. I mean, we let Barry Trotz go, and what did he do? He won a Stanley Cup 3 years later. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't the coaching. It was the talent that we had, because he had better talent in Washington than we did, and he won a Stanley Cup. So who's that fall back on? David Poile?
He's drafting the players.
Yeah, I mean,
Yep.
Putting the team together.
Okay, well.
I think he'd be the first to tell you that.
Right, well, it's his problem. He's been there long enough. He needs to go. And I really don't think that Hines is seriously going to win us a Stanley Cup, so he needs to go as well. I'll hang up to listen to your comments.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. And I look, they are going to take the responsibility because, you know, David has said it on our airwaves of, hey, it's on me. I'm the architect. I'm the one that, you know, is putting it together. I got to give the coach the tools to succeed. And so that's where a lot of the frustration is going. You know, it always goes towards the coach and the front office. That it's rarely to the players. It's the coach in the front office because, as they say, Michelle, you can't fire all the players.
Nope, you can't. And that is the job of a general manager. And I think, you know, fans, I mean, David Poile said it himself, Chase. He is the first one to, you know, recognize that it's his job. He's been in this business for a very long time to build these championship rosters. And I remember last year at the end of the season, he specifically said that I don't think I gave John Hines the best players to win, or I don't think I gave him the best roster. There's something along those lines. He was taking accountability, but I also do think that, you know, when it comes to rosters being built, right, David Poile's been the only general manager of this team. And when fans yep. see, you know, a Barry Trotz leaving and then goes and wins a Stanley Cup because he's coaching a team that is a lot more talented roster, that has to be very, very frustrating for them. And then to see a team being put in place, what?
I'm going to say a lot of the people that want Barry to come back are the same people that wanted Barry to go when Barry went.
Not necessarily Barry, but I mean just the fact of he leaves Nashville and then he wins a Stanley Cup with a different organization.
Sure.
You know, bringing it back to constructing these teams and getting players who can build a Stanley Cup winning team roster.
Yeah, and I say that. I say that respectfully, but I mean that's fans. That's, you know, the results weren't there. They weren't making the playoffs. And Barry had been here a long time, and I do think that maybe for him and for the organization it was time. But at the same time, Barry didn't get the same type of roster that Peter Laviolette did. Barry had to build the team, build mm-hmm. the fan base, build the franchise with David. It was a team effort, and I know that they're still very close. And you know, Barry is enjoying a year off and has been, you know, in Nashville. His family's here, so. But I think that, you know, that was tough, and it was tough for the fan base to watch him go and take over a really good roster in Washington with the best player in the world. Mm-hmm. And win the Stanley Cup. But I will say this. It shows you the type of coach he is, because he talked about this on the Preds Official podcast. He went to Washington and took over that team. And Alex Ovechkin, who's one of the best players of all time, was late for a meeting. And you know what he did? He benched him. He scratched him that night. And everybody looked at him like, what are you doing? That's the best player. And he said on the podcast, if I had not done that, we wouldn't have won the Stanley Cup. Because it sent the message that nobody, I don't care who you are, is above the team.
No,
and that's why Barry is a Hall of Fame coach.
And that is, I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard the Pat Summitt story of when she benched Candace Parker. And she was back in Chicago, you know, playing in her hometown. She benched her because she missed curfew, right? That is, you know, you need to have the control over your best players and, you know, being able to risk, you don't get to play if you don't respect this team. And that is what great coaches do. It is.
Yep. 100%. Let's go to Rip. Rip, welcome in.
Yes, sir. I'm kind of like Steve. I've been a season ticket holder for about 10 years. And as far as blowing up the team, I'm not getting renewing my season tickets unless they fire Poile and Hines before then, which I doubt. But why should I have any faith that Poile and Hines are going to be able to rebuild this team when they're the ones that created this team?
Fair question.
Thanks, Rep.
Fair question. Thanks for the call. It's a fair question.
And, you know, there's more texters on the text line and says that I dropped my season tickets in 2021 and wouldn't think about supporting the team with zero direction. A couple other people texted in and said maybe discounted tickets if they went into a rebuild. I know tickets here have gone up significantly just in the last, 10 years, Chase?
Well, since 2017. Look, you go and have success and go to the Stanley Cup Final.
Your
tickets are going to go up. So I would be curious to see if the prices come back down a little bit. And I stay out of all that because there are people smarter than me that do that. But
It would be, a way.
I don't know.
It would be a way if they were going in a full rebuild, right? Lowering the cost. Somebody texted in and said, I don't want to be paying for to watch a championship team when they're not. It is a financial. People don't want to pay if they don't think, they're going to get the results they want to or support a team. But it'll be interesting.
It's a results-based business, and this show is a prime example of that, Michelle. I mean, we had other things we wanted to talk about, but the people want to talk about this, so that's what we're going to keep doing. If you are a season ticket holder or just buying tickets, if this team goes into a full-on rebuild, are you still going to spend money to go watch them play? 615-737-1025. We'll take another round of phone calls and your texts coming up next, plus your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. Chase and Michelle, 1025-1063, The Game.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. Because here we are back where we
Chase and Michelle, 1025-1063, The Game. Nick warned me and said that I was going to like this. Very good.
Me too.
615-737-1025. Yeah, I know. That's pretty funny. Taking your calls right now. If you are a season ticket holder or somebody that buys tickets to the Predators regularly, would you continue to purchase tickets if they go into a full-on rebuild? And I look at it, there's kind of a separation. They're not playing well. It's inconsistent right now. The fans are upset. I'm getting some tweets from people saying, Landry says, we aren't renewing. You can get cheaper free tickets these days. Why pay full price? But if there is a direction, and the direction is, hey, we're going to take a few steps back to take more steps forward, would you still go and support the team? From what I've seen on Twitter and some of our texts, I feel like people would do that because they would feel like there is a direction.
Yeah, Chase, no, I agree. Greg A. texts in and says, Chase, I told you when I saw you outside Bridgestone before the game, I was only there because I paid for the ticket as a season ticket holder. I left the game at the end of the second. I would support the team in a rebuild because at least it shows me that they're trying a new plan to get better since the old one does not work anymore. And I think that that's the overarching message from fans. They don't want to go watch a team lose night in and night out when they're trying to make the playoffs. They would rather, even if we're in a rebuild and we know that we're not going to win these games, they would rather go because then it shows them, this is what we want the future to be. And I think it comes down to is they want some transparency from David Poile and from the Nashville Predators of, this season was very, very disappointing. What are you doing to fix it? They want to know, as fans, they want to know where the organization is going, because they want to know if it's worth it for them, if they should make a financial investment in buying season tickets. And I think that is very fair by the fans.
I do too, because even though there's an ownership group, and obviously there's changes within that ownership group, Bill Haslam has bought into the team, the former governor, the fans are investors in this team. Because they spend their money on this team to go to the games, to buy tickets, to buy concessions, to buy product, merchandise. I go in the team store. And look, during the intermission, the team store is packed. That is an investment in the team. So they want to see a return on their investment just like the owners do as well. Let's go back to the phones. Frank has been waiting patiently to weigh in. Frank, welcome in.
Welcome in, Frank.
Frank. Nick, can we get Frank?
Chase, you there?
Yep, we're here.
Well, yeah, gotcha.
Okay. All right, great. Hi, I have been a season ticket holder. Chase, we've been and talked several times. I've been a season ticket holder since 2002. Wow. And a fan from day one. I have spent a heck of a lot of time, I'm going to keep it clean, in that building over the years. Probably a lot more of my life than I should have spent in there. I'll just say that. That being said, I've been there for it all. I've seen the good times. I've seen us back there with the Stanley Cup. I stood there and cried watching Sidney Crosby skate with the cup, knowing how close we were and thinking this is going to be us. What's not happening? You know, I'm tired of going down there night after night and seeing us just get snot beat out of us. This team is broken. They're done. It's like a dog chasing its tail. At what point is this enough enough? This team is not a playoff team. Hyde needs to go, and so does Poyle. Now, to answer your question, will I continue to go? Well, yes, for two reasons. Number one, I'm a diehard, and I love hockey. But number two, I'm locked in to next year as a season ticket holder. They talked me into adding on an extra year. That's another way the ticket office kind of flies, Chase, Michelle. You may or may not know that, but they give their season ticket holders like me an incentive to keep adding years onto their season ticket holder contract.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of stuck with them. I will say this. I know a lot of people that say, well, why renew when I could get them at half price on the secondary market? Well, that's true because I live in Florida part-time now, and I've never had trouble selling tickets before now.
Oh, wow.
Thankfully, I've got, I'm headed back to Florida this week, Sunday, and won't be back till the 1st of April. Thankfully, I've been able to get rid of a lot of March's tickets. But it's just tough, guys, to see what's going on. You know, as a longtime fan, you know, seeing all the Boston fans in the building last night, just I couldn't take it. I got up and left before the end of the second period. I'd had enough.
Frank, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Sorry to cut you off, but let me ask you this, Frank, because I was thinking this was probably you. You're right. We've had a lot of conversations over the years. Even if David Poyle's still the general manager, which is what I believe is probably going to be the case, but they sell off a lot and you see an influx of young players, and that's basically saying we are rebuilding. Would you still stick around with that hope in your mind of eventually this is going to turn around? And I'm talking about beyond next year when you're locked into your tickets.
In all likelihood, yes. As long as I'm living in the Nashville area or maintaining a residence here, in all likelihood, yes. Because at least with the young players, if they're struggling, at least I see an identity. At least I see what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And at least I see, okay, there's hope for the future. I've seen this before back in the – well, you guys were talking earlier, I guess, about the right after Craig Leopold sold the team off. And they had to cut a lot of – I had to get rid of a lot of players. And that team was, I don't know if misfits is the word, but they just all banded together, and they got out there, and they fought like hell every night. And all of a sudden, next thing I know, they're in the playoffs. And, you know, just something like that. Just give me a reason to believe that this team, it's worth my time to go down there. Because as we all know, downtown parking, it's absurd. It just is. The restaurant situation down there, I mean, you know, it's not cheap to go down there. It is an investment, guys. And I just think the fans are like, this isn't worth my time or money anymore. And it's, right now it isn't. But, you know, I'm not going to totally give up on them. I'm too big of a diehard. I mean, Lord knows I've sat through the Titans and all their stuff from day one, and I'm still a fan. And, you know, fans are fans. It's just either with them or you're not. And I just want to see David Poyle and John Hines be held accountable and fixed by a hockey team. They're broken. I mean, give me a reason to go down there, because right now I will go tomorrow, but I can't say I'm excited about it. I'm not excited about it. I'll go. I'll be there. You'll see me tomorrow. But what is there to be excited about? To see the other team play?
Yeah, I feel you, Frank. Hey, thanks for the call, my friend.
Thanks, Frank.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate the honesty, too.
Yeah, and Frank, look, Frank is a guy that he's been coming into Barrel House or wherever we're broadcasting for years, and we'll sit and we'll talk. And but that's an honest fan, and we've heard from honest fans, like, a lot, you know, doing this as long as I've done it now, you get to know fans, and a lot of them have weighed in today, and I feel the frustration. I mean, Brady, day one season ticket holder. Poyle said the other day that changing coaches in the middle of the season was the easy way out. Imagine if the Blues GM had had that thought the year they went from last to the Stanley Cup champs. Wrong decisions being made across the board here. No direction. I think too many people use the Blues as an example, because that was one of those things that I don't think happens again. It was just an anomaly.
Freak.
But I understand what Brady's saying, or Chris is saying. I understand what they're saying with that, but I think right now, if you made a coaching change, it's not going to make much of a difference.
Yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah, I agree with that, Chase. And, you know, a couple more points on the text line. Kyle texts in and says, yes, I would buy tickets. In fact, I'd be more likely to go if the Preds went into a rebuild. I have three boys that love to go to the games, so tickets can be quite expensive since I'm buying for more than one. And expectations are gone out the window. So if you actually get to see a win, that's a bonus. So,
yeah.
I mean, you have.
I mean, I just.
There you go.
Go ahead, Michelle. Sorry.
Oh. You go.
I was just gonna say that I winning is fun. Winning is obviously what you want to see. The thing about the Predators' experience, and some people have weighed in on this, and I'm kind of curious of it, is the experience of going to the game. The fact that you're going for a hockey game, but it's kind of a party, that there's places to go and hang out during the game. They have music during the intermissions and all of those things. And so I do think with all of that, you would still have a good time. I mean, I went, you know, when they weren't Cup contenders, and I had a blast. That's why I became a fan, because of the experience. And so I do think that you'd still have some of that and still get people to go to games that way.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I brought my whole family, and my stepdad is interested in hockey, but my teenage sisters, they're not sports fans, but they had so much fun during a game. So, you know, if the team did go into rebuild, you're able to sell tickets because it's so much more than the game, too. And then the fans actually have, you know, a direction. They feel like there's a plan put in place. And like Kyle mentioned on the text line, you don't have expectations to win. So if you do see a win, it's a bonus. But you get to see these young guys develop and the core that the Preds would want to put together.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I had this plan, but we're going to change the plan. And the animal who's online now, he's eligible too. In the next segment, to wrap things up, I want these phone lines loaded at 615-737-1025. The best call, and Michelle, you're the judge.
Woo!
The best call in the next segment is going to go see Adam Sandler tonight as a last chance to fix Valentine's Day if you mess that up. But a date night tonight at Bridgestone Arena to see Adam Sandler, and this is all a courtesy of our friends at Green Trees Company for your chance to make up Valentine's Day. But the best take, the best call in the last segment at 615-737-1025 is going to win tickets to Adam Sandler tonight. We'll do that next. Chase and Michelle, 1025, 1063, The Game. Chase and Michelle, 1025, 1063, The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic, Nick Kieser. It's all presented by Hair Club. Your chance now to win Adam Sandler tickets. Tonight's show at Bridgestone Arena. I thought I was going to sneeze there for a second. But if you screwed up Valentine's Day, this is your chance to do it. Thank you. Presented by Green Trees Company. But you must call 615-737-1025. We're talking about the Predators, whether you're a season ticket holder or somebody that, you know, half season ticket holder, whatever you are you still going to support the team and go to the games if they decide that it's the end of the road and it's time to go into a rebuild, retool, whatever you want to call it? The best call, the best take, will win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler tonight at Bridgestone Arena. courtesy of Green Trees Company in Hendersonville. 615-737-1025. Before we go to the phones, we've had a lot of participation today on this, but really the last several weeks, and I just want to say on behalf of Michelle and Nick, you know, thank you for helping us build this new show. It's something different to do a two-hour show. Most shows are longer than that, and it's been a lot of fun. Michelle transitioning from producing Robbie and Rex Road and having to wrangle those two in for 3 hours, and then host and Nick, you know, managing two shows has been fantastic. So I just wanted to thank the audience for the last month and a half since we've started doing this, because it's been a lot of fun. And Michelle, watching you grow and, you know, go from become a beautiful butterfly has been awesome.
Thanks, Chase.
That's my analogy.
We love the engagement. I love hearing from all the fans, whether it's the text line, whether you're calling in, and if you want Adam Sandler tickets, you better call in, because I'm very jealous if you win them. I wish I could go tonight. But yeah, it's been so much fun, you know, engaging with you all. Thank you for being so receptive to me as I, you know, kick Robbie and Joe out of the chairs and hop in one of theirs. It's been a lot of fun. And we have a long way to go. We've been here about 6 weeks. Wow, time flies.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun. All right, The Animal is going to kick us off. And The Animal is another season ticket holder that I know very well. Animal, welcome in.
Welcome in.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
We didn't just Nashville. Everybody's rocking and rolling. Actually, we don't rock and roll. We have a freaking hangover. That's a fact. And this hangover lasts for a couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of months, and on and on. I think Nashville is ready for a change. Whatever it is, we need a new coach, possibly a new GM as well. Whatever it takes, rebuild, do whatever it takes that we get back to the winning streak. Us fans, the diehard fans, Sirhan Authority, Nashville, the largest fan group of the Nashville Predators, we'll go to the game and we'll support the Predators because we're diehard Predators fans. So you can't lock us out. Just do something. Do something. Show us. Show us heart. Show us the will. And show us something where we can hold on and say, hey, this is worth going and this is worth supporting the rebuild in any shape or form. So that's my message to everybody out there and for all Sirhan's out there too. There you go. Questions.
I love how you compared it to a hangover.
Oh my god. That's, I think, a normal thing. You always have a hangover. We usually hang out at the tavern. Trace knows that. So the sad part is we go to games, we sit in there, and then like yesterday, we just leave the game in the first, second, second period, if it's like that, and just hang out in the tavern and everything. And we're big friendships and everything, build up friendships with other people, other fans. And forget about the game. Next game is on, and we do it again. Over and over and over again. Very good.
All right, Animal, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
The Fur Hat Authority, The Animal. All right, Big K, you're up next.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Morning.
Good.
As a season ticket holder who's been a season ticket holder now for about 5 years, my wife got into hockey because it's the only sport she actually enjoys. But we were there last night. We went downstairs at the end of the first and ended up leaving at the end of the second. But, you know, the problem is that these guys, if there's not a change made somewhere within this organization, we end this year and we start next year the same way. And that just can't happen as a fan, because I'm going to support the team no matter what. But if you continue down the same path, you're going to get the same results, and eventually you're going to lose the fans, and it's going to be like it was last night, where it's a 2-1 ratio of Boston fans in that building. That was embarrassing to the fans. That was embarrassing to the team. Something has to change.
Thanks for the call, Big K. Appreciate it. I mean, look, I feel the consensus. And this is actually what has made me feel kind of better, is for the most part, I think the season ticket holders, the true diehards, are like, yeah, we'll still go to the game. Yeah, mm-hmm. we want to see direction. We want to see the plan. And I know Willie's probably shaking his head like we have a plan, but you know, but that's what it is. I sound like Jerry Seinfeld there. Wow. but I think that that's kind of where they're at. But as long as there is a direction and there is a plan, I think they will still go. Sherry, you're up next.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi, guys. Listen, I basically just got a quick message for the fans. We're always quick to call for somebody's head because we always want to believe that we're one quick part away from being a championship team. But the truth is a lot less interesting. We're a long ways away, and there's a lot of pieces going on. But fans don't ever want to hear that. They just want to call for Hines' head and for the GM's head and think that that's just going to fix everything. That's basically my take, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And it's fair, too.
Yeah.
It's a fair one to make. You know, it's fire, you know, fire everybody. That's going to fix it. And it doesn't always do that. So that's why we're asking these questions today. Let's go to Jason. You're next up.
Hey, guys.
Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Listen, if you're going to rebuild, you got to have something to trade off. The best thing they have right now is Sorrows. Most fans don't want to hear that, but he is the best trade block you have. You've got Askey up there in Milwaukee, who is going to be better than Soros. I say get your King's ransom for Soros and other particular players in the franchise that you can let go and then roll with it. So that's my take.
Thanks, Jason.
That's one we haven't touched on today, Michelle.
Yeah, we haven't.
Do you put Soros out there? I would say no, not right now. I think if you're going to play that card, it's going to be the off season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would play that card because, again, I don't believe that a full-on rebuild is what you need to do. That would be a part of a full-on rebuild. And if you're going to do that, then, you know, I think you're looking at other pieces that you just re-signed to long-term deals too. It wouldn't be just Soros.
Mm-hmm.
Askarov, I do believe, can be the backup for this team next year. But I don't think I'm ready to turn the keys to the car over to him because that could hurt his development.
Yeah,
so,
and you also want
I don't
him
know
to
if
have,
I'm ready to go down that road.
You also want him to maybe be able to have something similar that Pekka and Soros had where, you know, he can learn under UC. And then if that's the path you decide to go maybe, you know, another year, then he can transition into that role. But you don't want to, you know, mess up the development from him and just throw him in there when he's clearly not ready.
Yes, indeed. Hey, great participation today. We're going to, Michelle, you're going to decide the winner, and we'll call the winner and let them know that they've won the Adam Sandler tickets. But a lot of participation throughout the show, a great discussion, and I know that discussion is going to continue coming up next. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace are going to take your calls and texts on the Predators and where they're headed as a franchise. We'll be back at it Monday at 9. Stick around. More coming. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace. That's next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.